I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Nearly 150 Vermonters being held at a private prison in Mississippi have tested positive for COVID-19. But Commissioner of Corrections James Baker says he has no plans to bring them back to Vermont. Vermont currently has 115 male beds available in its in-state prison system, but Baker says he wants to keep those beds open in the event of a coronavirus outbreak here.
We're a little concerned about potentially we have another outbreak in a facility. To keep the space open for us to be able to manage those outbreaks so we don't get a situation that looks like Mississippi.
Baker sent his department's medical director to Mississippi on Thursday to examine the COVID-positive inmates being held there. Baker says none of the 146 inmates who tested positive for the disease are exhibiting symptoms. Norwich University says it will welcome over 400 students to its campus tomorrow. This is the first of six arrival dates for the college in Northfield. The school says it will create what it calls a, quote, campus quarantine environment for the next 8 days for students who are required to quarantine under state guidelines. More students will arrive throughout the month of August before classes at Norwich begin on August 31st. And the man accused of defrauding foreign investors with a plan to build a biotech facility in Newport is expected to enter a guilty plea next week. Ariel Quiros was scheduled to change his plea today, but that was delayed. VT Digger reports the federal judge presiding over the case said there were several matters he wanted to resolve first, including a potential conflict involving Quiros' lawyer. The Eye in the Sky forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered showers south of Montpelier, lows in the mid-50s to around 60. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.